Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Schiele. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Minoso moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper fires to first and picks off Robinson. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Bud Schiele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schiele hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Fox reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. Fox scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray scores. Hooper moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 1 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into left field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Hooper scores. Fane moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fane scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom bunts towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Dente moves to second. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Fox. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Robinson scores. Stewart goes all the way around to score. Mealy moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wright now pitching. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Dente moves to second. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Dente moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely bunts towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to second. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ed Wright. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Johnny Kukab pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive towards short. Dente reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hitchcock for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.